Today's share of Mishnah Berurah is Siman Shin and Ches. Din Eizeh Mekomos Nekrayim Mukafim Ladira. The types of enclosures that are considered enclosed for residential purposes. The following Siman elaborates on the halacha of Karpef. We first had this concept in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel. Chachamim imposed the status of Karmelis upon any large enclosure that was not made for dwelling purposes, since such an enclosure could be confused with Rishus HaRabim or Karmelis. Classic example of such an enclosure is a karpif, a type of outdoor enclosure used for storing wood that was commonly situated at the outskirts of towns in earlier times. The term karpif, therefore, is used as a general reference to any enclosure that is not distinctly residential. It's not always referring to the classic example of the actual karpif itself, which again was a type of outdoor enclosure used for storing wood. Okay. So we begin, kol hekev shelo hukaf ladira, any enclosure that was not enclosed for residential purposes, kagon ginos upardesim or burgunim, such as gardens, orchards, or guardhouses, which we'll spell out in the Mishnah Berurah, she'enam asuyim ela l'shmor b'soichan, right? They're made only for the purpose of guarding, is subject to certain restrictions, as we're going to see. Asrim chachamim, the chachamim asered, prohibited, carrying in it, the acid carrying in it for a distance of more than 4 amos, provided its area is greater than 2 saw. Aval im hisasayim, if it is exactly 2 saw, shehu shir shivim ama va'arba tvachim al shivim arba va'tvachim, which is an area equivalent to 70 amos and 4 tvachim by 70 amos and 4 tvachim, then mutal taltal bekulo, then it is permitted to carry within the whole enclosure. Bain shehu meruba, bain shehu agol, o arich v'katan. Right? It's going to be permitted to carry within the whole enclosure, be it square, be it round, or rectangular, and provided that its length is not 1 amma. Uvavad shelo yehei archo yoiser mi shnayim de archo de rochvo ama achas. Okay. Provided that its length is not 1 ama more than double its width. That's what it means. Uvavad shelo yehei archo yoiser mi shnayim de rochvo ama achas. So now let's go through all of this. Just once again, before we do Mishnah Berurah, just to summarize what we just saw, that any enclosure that was not enclosed for residential purposes, such as gardens, orchards, or guardhouses, made only for the purpose of guarding, that's what it was made for, is subject to certain restrictions, and the Chacham Asid carrying in it for a distance of more than 4 amos, provided its area is greater than 2 sa, and if it is 2 sa, which is an area equivalent to 70 amos and 4 tfachim by 70 amos and 4 tfachim, then one can carry within the enclosure, whether it's square, round, rectangular, but it also is provided that its length is not 1 amma more than double its width. We will explain what that means as we go through the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah starts out here, Sif Katan Aleph. So again, we start talking about an enclosure that was not enclosed for residential purposes. That's first, Mishnah Berurah here, with Dira, for residential purposes. Diras Adam Visashmishav, meaning it was not enclosed to serve as a dwelling area for the person himself, or to serve any of his regular usages, such as a yard in front of the house, which is constantly used for daily household activities. The Halacha actually gets into an extensive discussion determining the definition of residential. He goes and he discusses the types of areas that are considered enclosed for residential purposes. He distinguishes between Rashi's opinion and the difficulties with Rashi's approach, etc. Now, Sif Katan Beis, Kigong Dinos Upardesim, such as gardens and orchards. Mr. Bura says, Shemakifim Oisam, Rak Lishmoras Aperos Vazvarim V'toichan. These areas are enclosed merely to protect the fruits and plants within. So the same will apply. The same applies for a karpef, which is a large enclosure situated outside the town, to designated for the long-term storage, for long-term storage of wood. Now, even though a person would occasionally come to replenish his supply of wood, this area was not part of regular daily life. Residential, right? Residential, we're calling residential purposes. Sifkatan Gimel, Ubergonin, like guardhouses. What are these guardhouses? So Mishnah Berurah says, Sukas Shomrim Shebesados. These are cabins where the guard of a field sits. Dalid She'enon Asuyos. Ella Lishmor Besochan, made only for the purposes of guarding. That's what these areas, guardhouses, right? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. She'enon Asuyon, made only for the purpose of guarding. So the Lomar Afagav, this Sukkah Zu Nasis Yeshivas HaShomer. Again, we're talking here about this last, the Begonim, which is this cabin, this Sukkah, was made, it was Nasis Yeshivas HaShomer. It was made for the guards, you know, inhabitants. Komakom Kevan She'en Di Rasam Shom Machmas Atzman. Since his occupancy is not an end in itself, and it was a means to guard the surrounding outdoor area. That's what this area was. So therefore, it does not meet the qualitative definition of a home. And Arezu kehefef hekef shalginos upradesin. Therefore, it shares the status of the surrounding guard or garden, surrounding garden or orchard. Vafilu hi mekaira begag nami. In fact, even if it is roofed, nami lo mechashel dira. Even if it's roofed, it is not considered a proper residence. Aimer alacha simich sin salach beis. He says, take the bear alacha there, where he says we address this point in more detail. Right. So the Chachamim Asir carry in it. Okay, as we saw to explain in our introduction. So here we're gonna go see how this is really Aminat Torah, which is a Yachid. According to basic Torah law, any area enclosed by walls that are 10 tefachim high, even if it spans an area of many kor, is a full-fledged Rishayachid, and one can carry throughout the whole area. Still, the Chachamim asked carrying for more than 4 amos in such an enclosure that is larger than 2 sa'ah, Yosemi Beis Sasayim, Shalohu Kafadira, it was not enclosed for residential purposes. Because then they somewhat resemble Rosh Hashanah and Carmelis. They therefore asked carrying there just as it is Aser in a Rosh Hashanah or Carmelis, because you can come in flip it for one of those two. And it's hard to distinguish between the two because of its great open expanse and it not being a residential area. Sifkat above. Now, the Shulchan Aruch had said that if it is 2 saw, which is an area equivalent of 70 amos and 4 tefachim by 70 amos and 4 tefachim, so look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sifkat above, shu shir shivim. The base saw, hu chamishim al chamishim. What's a base saw? This is the equation. A base saw is 50 amos by 50 amos, which equals. It equals a total area of 2,500 square amos. Ba'ama rochav, it's 2,500 square amos. Ubeis sasayim, u chameshes alafim. And therefore, 2 base sa is 5,000 square amos, ba'ama rochav. Right? That's what means square amos, ba'ama rochav. Ukeshetasa mize sade merubas, u be'erach shir, shivim ama v'arba tfachim orech, al shivim ama v'arba tfachim orech. And were you to form a square field from this, its area would be approximately 70 amos and 4 tefachim by 70 amos and 4 tefachim. Therefore, this is the maximum size of an enclosure not enclosed for residential purposes within which one is allowed to carry. So Shulchan Aruch had said it's an area equivalent of 70 amos and 4 tefachim. That's the next Mishnah Berurah, Zayin of 4 tefachim. Uma'at yoyser kashir etzba be'erech. It actually exceeds this by about a finger breadth. But the Chachamim, Ochashu laskiro ne shumu mu'at. But the Chachamim did not bother mentioning it since it is such a small amount. Nevertheless, right? Yachal pikein yachol chashba b'cheshbo. Nevertheless, when measuring the size of an enclosure in order to determine if it is less than 2 beisa, one may allow for this added amount as well. And therefore, so long as an enclosure does not exceed a square of 70 amos and 4 tefachim, plus that little bit, insi bit more, v'oso mashu, mutter l'kaltel. It's going to be mutter to carry in it. And he says, v'ayein, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, shekazav, to check out the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, who writes, l'fi amos, shalanu shein gedolim, hu chamishim v'shalosh al chamishim v'shalosh. He says, he writes that, the Kitzer, that when measuring with our amos, which are considerably larger, the limit is 53 by 53 amos. And our amos is a reference here to a standard measurement used in the time of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, and that's what he's referencing here, Kitzer. And the Shulchan Aruch goes on, just once again, right? He said, to saw an area equivalent to 70 amos of 4 tefachim, it is permitted to carry within the whole enclosure, sif katan ches, mutil tatal b'cholo, permitted to carry within the whole enclosure, v'samchu chachamim b'shir zeh, the chachamim based this on the size, he says, ashir shel chatzer, v'mishkin sh'ayah beis asayim b'cholo v'yim atalbun bo. Like the chachamim based this on the size of the mishkan's chatzer, courtyard, it had an area of exactly 2 beis sah, and people regularly carried it. Right? In establishing the maximum size of a non-residential enclosure within which one can carry, the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that the Chachamim did not wish to restrict an area the size of the Mishkan's chatzer, because the Mishkan serves as the model for all of the halachas of Shabbos. Right? I mean, the Mishnah Berurah's intro to Shin Mem Hei. Now, since people carried there regularly, despite the fact that it was not enclosed for residential purposes, so we, too, are allowed to carry within an area of equal size, even one not enclosed for residential purposes, as long as it's exactly and not more than 2 sa', which again is an area equivalent of 70 amos and 4 tefachim by 70 amos and 4 tefachim, meaning squared, 70 amos and 4 tefachim squared. Now, continue on. Sif katan tes. So he had said that you can carry in this 2 sa', 70 amos by 70 amos, whether it's square, round, or rectangular, and provided that its length is not 1 amma more than double its width. So let's see. Sif katan tes, right? Bein shu meruba, whether it's square. Haklal bezeh, what's the klal here? What is the rule here? And that is that kol deleka yoser mechameshes alafim b'sish boires, that any enclosure that does not have a total area of more than 5,000 square amos is not going to pose any problem, less lanba. Bein Damakom agol o maruba o shartziros kidalakame, whether the area is round, square, or any other shape, as the Shulchan Aruch right proceeds to state. Benchu maruba, benchu agol, o arich v'katim, right, or rectangular, arich v'katim, kigom shaya arich meyav rachav chamishim, meaning such as when it is 100 amos long and 50 amos wide. Such a scenario there is going to be the equivalent shu olam meruba shall shivim amav arba tefachim, right? That is going to be the equivalent to a square of 70 amos and 4 tefachim. So that's what he means by whether it's square, circular, or rectangular. And then the Shulchan Aruch, right, clearly says though, uvavach lo ye arko yoser mishnayim berachfo ama achas. This is all provided its length is not 1 amma more than double its width. Look at the Mishnah Berurah sif katan yud alf vavach lo yehe arko. Saying that, in other words, its length cannot exceed 100 amos, because any large area, even if only lengthwise, could be confused with a rabbin or a karmelis. Still, he's saying, uvemeya ama lo rata l'gzor v'nei shematzinu b'chater hamishkan sharko meya v'rach v'chamishim. But still, once again, at exactly 100 amos, Chacham did not want to aser it, because we do find that the chater of the Mishkan was 100 amos long and 50 amos wide. Now, what does the Shulchan Aruch mean when he says, right, that one amah more than double its width? Because before that, just to make sure we understand what he just said, is that a large area that is not conformed to the size and dimensional appearance of the Mishkan is going to be aser. Because the Mishkan's length was not more than double its width. So we aser a large area whose length is more than double its width. So that's why now he's going to say now one amah more. It's provided that its length is not one amah more than double its width. Meaning, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Dahainu, ama achas, aval b'pachas, me ama lo gazru. But at less than an ama, they did not aser it. Because such a small deviation from the proportions of the Mishkan is not really noticeable. It should, you know, be noted that, however, that this does not mean that it may be 100 and a half amos by 50, because in this case, even though it is not an ama more than double the width, it does have an area of more than 2 beis sa. It would only be mutter if the extra length is compensated by a reduction of the width, and that would keep the total area down to 2 beis sa. So that's very important. So again, he's saying at less than an amma, they did not aser it in general. And he continues on. He says you should note that this provision applies only if its total area reaches the maximum limit of a, that's exactly what we just said, of a full 2 base sa, meaning if its length exceeds that of the Mishkan, while its total area is equivalent to that of the Mishkan, the fact that its dimensional proportions deviate from those of the Mishkan will tip the scales. But if its total area is less than that of the Mishkan, meaning the total area is less than 2 base sa, then it is unequivocally permitted, even if its length far exceeds that of the Mishkan. And as it continues on, aval im bein kula leka beis sasayim lo kapdina bezeh afilo haya arko harbe yosem in mea ama nami mutil taltal bechula kol she mukaf mechitzas. Again, if the total area of an enclosure is less than 2 beis sa, so we're not makbid or particular about its length or proportions, even if its length far exceeds 100 amos, it is still mutter to carry within the whole enclosure, as we explained, so long as it is enclosed by proper walls. Now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch had said, right? But now he says, if the place was enclosed for residential purposes, then it is mutter l'taltal b'chulo, it is permissible to carry throughout the whole area, even if it spans many, many mil. And now the Rama adds, he says, see below, when we get to Taf Aleph, Sima Taf Aleph, whether the standard city is assumed to be enclosed for residential purposes. He mukafas istami ayaros, he mukafas when the mukafas ladira. The Yesh Omrim, before we get to the Yesh Omrim, let's look at the Sivkat Nid Gimel, whether it is assumed. He says, check out Taf Aleph as to whether the standard city is assumed to be enclosed. Obviously, we're talking about in a case where there is a wall encircling the city, but we don't know what the original purpose of that wall was. So there we're going to see that the Ramah says that you see that we do assume that it was enclosed for residential purposes. Because the wall is usually made only after the houses are built. And therefore, as such, it is a city. Therefore, it was built up and then enclosed, which is considered effectively enclosed for residential purposes, as we shall come and see now. We're going to come up to in Sif Beis. Tomorrow, we'll see that. And the Ramah continues on. He says, some say that our standard lots, our karfifos, are assumed to be enclosed for residential purposes. For the norm is, because what's the norm? The regilim liftoach Pesach tchila v'yachakach lahakif. Because the assumption is that one, because the norm is to first make a door opening from the house towards the back area, and only then to close the area as a lot. Yesh omim o dechol karfev shu samach lebeso mukri ukaf ledira he daite iluya. Some also add that any lot, any karfev within the vicinity of one's home is considered enclosed for residential purposes. The assumption is that one intends to use it regularly, and he says others v'yesh cholkin bezeh. Others, however, disagree with this. We're up to sif katan yud dalid. The stam karfifos perish u pesach habayis psucha lahem, meaning that those that have a door from the house opening into them, and that this is what establishes the lot, the karfif, as a facility of the residential area, as we're going to see in sif katan yud ches. Yet, even this is not sufficient unless the door opening to the outside was made before the area was enclosed. So otherwise, the lot, the karfif, did not service the residential area at the time that it was enclosed, as we're going to see coming up in the next sif. So the following, we now move on to the next sif. Again, this sif, that's sif katan. So Yudalid just said that the standard karfif, those that have a door from the house opening into them, Sifkat and Pesvav, the regilim. For the norm is to first make a door opening from the house towards the back area, and only then to enclose the area as a lot, as a karfif. So comes Mr. Brura, Pesvav, the regilim. It's the norm. And he says, Kosav Ramah, the Makam Shain Adam Zoicher, in my karpio of people's Nibnu Kodim Abatim, Olachar Abatim Shain Tashmish Dira, says the Ramah is addressing a place where no one remembers whether the karfif, the lots, were built before the houses, or if they were built afterwards, and therefore, for the Lushem Tashmish Dira, right, were built afterwards, and therefore for the clear purposes of servicing the residential area, in such a scenario, the Ramah is writing that, by and large, our lots, our karfifs, are enclosed after the homes have been built, and as such, he says, right, then once again, in such a scenario, the Ramah is writing that by and large, our lots are enclosed after the homes have been built, and as such, are intended for those homes' use. But obviously, this is not a standard definition for every place and time. That's what he says. Lav kolahu b'chol makom b'chol zman. It's not a standard definition for every place and time. And he says that nowadays, yesh l'ros b'zeh b'zmaneinu l'fi b'nagam makomos. He says, and nowadays, we should really and must once again determine the norm for each place. In terms of this halacha, these halachas, sif katan tezayin samuch lebeso, those that say karpif is something that is something that is samuch lebeso, that as long as you have a karpif that is samuch lebeso, it is considered hukav ledira. Let's see what that means. Sif katan tezayin samuch lebeso, v'cholshu samuch leir mikri samuch lebeso ledeya zu. He's saying according to his opinion, anything close to the town is defined as in the vicinity of one's home, as again, this probably means within 70 amos of the town, the Sharet Zion says, as we find in regard to other halachos, that's what's considered close to the town, and it's defined as in the vicinity of one's home, because this too is close enough to be viewed as serving the residential area. Sifkatan Yud Zayin Ki Daite Iluya, that Chol Karpiv Shu Samach Bezmeka Hukafadira Ki Daite Iluya. What's the reason why it's considered a lot within the vicinity of one's home is considered enclosed residential purpose? Because the assumption is that one intends to use it regularly. Sif Katan Yud Zayin Daite Iluya. He intends to use it regularly. Upasha Ta'afla Deyazu Tafka Kishabana Bayas V'Achakach Hikiv. He says, of course, even according to this opinion, carrying within the lot would be allowed only if the house, specifically if the house were built first and the lot enclosed afterwards. The Kamash Malon, the Afal Gav, the Lo Pasachle, and the novel, the only real novel aspect of this approach is the Afal Gav, the Lo Pasachle, that even though the home is not actually open into it, even though the home is not actually open into it, he intends nonetheless to use it regularly, since it is so close, Kevin Shismucha Liyar Habe, since it's so close to town. And therefore, therefore, it was presumably enclosed in the first place, right? In the first place, it was presumably enclosed for residential use. Again, this is because that even though the home doesn't actually open into it, he intends nonetheless to use it regularly since it is so close to town. Finally, Sif Katan Yud Ches, the Eish Cholkin Bezeh, others disagree with this. And he says, according to this opinion, according to this opinion, even if the lot actually adjoins one's house, if there was no opening providing access from the home at the time, at the initial time of enclosure, then lo mahani, then it is not considered enclosed for residential purposes. And the consensus, v'yiskimu achronim le halacha k'day azu, the consensus of the achronim is that the halacha follows this opinion. And on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, we will begin Sif Vayis. Ad Kan.